So, hi, welcome to day, how many is it? Day five of Academy, our second day of BOFs, and we're here to do our little BOF wrap-up. If you were not able to attend all of the sessions today, and there were plenty of them, then this is where you hear the summary. But before we go on that adventure, there's three things I need to tell y'all. One is, please, when you're addressing a group of people, it isn't specifically all men, like a male football team, please don't use the term, hey guys. It doesn't include all of us. We can be better. So keep that in mind for the rest of Academy and the rest of your life. Moving on to fun stuff. Tomorrow morning, if you're having trouble getting out of bed, there's still space in the escape rooms. So you can sign up for the early escape room and join your friends, escape from a murderer or something, and then you can go get coffee. And number three is on Thursday evening, there's the pub quiz, where your knowledge of KDE and all kinds of silly things will be tested. Tested to the point of destruction by Paul and myself. So if you want to join us for some silliness, you can do that then. Okay, I'd like to move on to the BOF wrap-up proper, which means I'll be calling on people from room one first. And in the morning, our inimitable David Faure was running the KF6 BOF. So David, if you would switch on your mic and or your camera and tell us about your KF6 BOF. He's not here, I see on the chat. Well, anyone else from the KF6 BOF want to jump in with a summary? I guess not. Take note that on the wiki, the KF6 BOF does have a link to shared notes, so you can always get back to that. After the KF6 BOF, there was a licensing BOF run by Andreas.
Hi. We had a really nice, really condensed licensing BOF. Our results are already at the mailing list, at the community list. Mostly we talked about software licenses, the currently in progress changes regarding SPDX licenses, and well, a lot of stuff that is happening, and even, well, too much to talk in that BOF, so we have a follow-up BOF tomorrow, mostly to talk about how to better present the license opportunities our users and developers that use the KDE frameworks have by using these open source licenses. Tomorrow at 9.
All right. Is that 9 UTC or 9?
UTC.
9 UTC. Great. Thank you, Andreas. And see you tomorrow then. Okay, moving on in room one. There was going to be a KDE sysadmin doc.
I can tell you about the KF6 stuff.
You can tell me about KF6. Well, tell me about KF6, please.
I will do that. So essentially what we did was a continuation of last year's KF6 sprint, where we talked about whether our current framework's policies, for example, with regard to the minimum Qt version, need some adaption going forward to KF6. We talked about our current work board, whether we need to apply some reorganization to it. We talked about how we get more people involved in the effort of porting or bringing our frameworks more to KF6. And some other general topics around the whole process.
Okay, thanks, Nicolas. Moving on, in room one, the sysadmin doc BOF was canceled because somebody dug up a fiber optic cable and that kind of cut people off.
The idea for that BOF was going to be mainly me and Bhushan and anybody else who wants to join. And Bhushan had internet problems right then. So we thought about rescheduling, and we didn't really find a good time slot that wouldn't conflict with the other things we were interested in, so we will just deal with it in the general sysadmin box that was already planned.
All right, thanks, Nicolas. Other Nicolas. Okay, let's connect up with the KDE Connect design team, and that was the BOF at 5 UTC. KDE Connect people?
Yes.
You again.
So, we talked about everybody's favorite application, KDE Connect. In particular, some design questions, like we have, for example, various different icons used in different places. So, for example, we have a phone with a KDE logo, like the K and the gear. Then we, in other places, we use just the K or just the gear or a Plasma logo instead. And we agreed that this is something that should be unified. We talked about some design proposals that were lying around and how to move forward on them. We talked a bit about the states of our macOS and Windows ports and our relatively new QML app and how to move forward with all of that.
Okay, so we're moving forward. Good. Plasma and moving forward is, of course, a way to discover things. Ha! That's the seg into Plasma Discover. Aleix, are you out there to tell us about the Discover BOF? Aleix is not out there. Anyone else from the Discover BOF?
I was there. I can talk about it.
Well then. Hi, Nate.
Hi, everybody. So we had a BOF about Discover. We talked about various ideas about Discover, both big and small. One idea that we had was to centralize using Discover for all of the KNewStuff content when it happens to be installed. We discussed other backends. We did a little bit of UI design in Discover, talked about some possible modifications we might want to make. And there were some people from other distros there. We talked about some distro-specific bugs, figured out how we could maybe start working around those or contribute upstream. So yeah, it was a pretty good BOF.
All right, thanks, Nate. Someday I'm going to have to write a Discover backend for FreeBSD. Then we'll
do.
Then I can come to your BOF as well. Okay, that was the last one for room one for today. Unless setup was something really exciting. Y'all were talking about which laptops you were using. So let's move on to room two. In the morning, we had Plasma Big Screen with Aditya and Marco running that. Aditya, you are my hero for Big Screen. But you're also not here. Anyone else from the Plasma Big Screen group? If you're not available to talk, then we'll move on in room two, afternoon. Albert was working on a mailing list owner policy, basically to tidy up our mailing lists. Hi, Albert.
Hello. So yeah, we had a discussion about mailing lists. Basically, we're trying to make sure that all of them are properly moderated because like our mailing lists are, some of them are 20 years old, right? So some of the moderators might have fallen through the cracks. So we came with a few points that I will send to the mailing list, but basically it's making sure that all the mailing lists are properly moderated. Also making sure that all the mailing lists have the archives moderated because we have some of the old ones which don't have them. So we will fix that. And yeah, basically some internal cleaning. We need to make sure that things are properly run.
Okay, thank you, Albert. It's good to know that our mailing lists and communication channels are preserved for posterity and properly maintained. Okay, moving on in room two, everyone's favorite application, Dolphin.
Yes.
Elvis, hi.
Hi, everybody. So yeah, we discussed first how we can use telemetry data to improve Dolphin. For instance, we agreed to count how many people mount network folders, which is something we need to improve support for. And on this topic, we also discussed how to not make Dolphin freeze when our users browse such network folders. And also how can we improve the thumbnails generation, which sometimes can be slow. And finally, we briefly discussed the status of the Polkit support in KIO, which is almost ready, but needs a final round of QA by someone who really knows the topic, which is complicated. So far, we have been unable to find the right person. So we were thinking maybe Adam, our new project coordinator, maybe can find the right person for us. That's it.
Yeah. Is this worth tweeting about to search for someone who knows the material?
Yeah. Why not?
All right, and just as a reminder, you mentioned telemetry, but telemetry in KDE is entirely optional. It's opt-in, and the user has to explicitly choose to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. I just say that to remind people that we're not here to chase your data.
Yeah.
Even if... Okay. Thanks, Elvis.
Thanks.
There's also notes on share.kde.org if you want to read up on the rest of that Dolphin buff. Moving on to room 3. We had a calm morning, but in the afternoon, Dan Vratil did the KDE PIM meeting for hours and hours. And look, there's Volker to be Dan.
Yep, hello. So what we discussed was, the first thing we did, we celebrated that the work of our GSOC student was merged yesterday.
It was so really cool.
Yep, the end-to-end sync resource will ship with the December release. Then we had Andre there from GNUPG, and we looked at their current work. Particularly interesting there is they are working on improving the smart card support in Cleopatra to also cover not just the conventional chip cards, but the more widespread USB or NFC password tokens to store your crypto keys on there, which I find quite exciting. We briefly touched on the state of contact on Windows, and most of the time was spent on the long-running task of untangling the various dependencies between the 50-ish or so repositories we have. There has been some recent progress. We managed to get the KDAF code split up into frameworks. And Dan and Laurent worked on getting rid of two of the mixed purpose, unclear scope repositories. So we are making some progress there. And we looked at specific issues on how to continue and also longer term, looking at a sprint towards end of the year to specifically move this forward. And yeah, detailed notes are linked in the wiki if you want to know more.
Okay, thanks, Volker. Remember, KDE EV supports sprints, so we're always happy to have that kind of events, whether they're online or in real life. You can have cake either way. Okay, thanks, Volker. Moving on to room 4. Room 4 had a theme, which was Wayland. There was a Plasma on Wayland meeting at 4 in the afternoon, run by Dave. So if Dave is here or any of the other Plasma Wayland folk. Nope. Yeah, Minion taketh the phone. That is true. But this is the other Minion. Okay, if we're missing Dave, any other Wayland fans out there? At 5, there was a test your app on Wayland. Nope, I guess Wayland. Oh, there's Nicholas.
Oh, well, then I go again.
Welcome.
So, new Wayland buff, we talked about Wayland. And it will fix everything, and we just need to fix it. Something we talked about is KDE Connect, because right now two major KDE Connect features are missing on Wayland, which is clipboard synchronization and keyboard input. And we have a way forward now how to proceed and bring those features on Wayland. Then what we talked about is a Wayland layer shell integration, which is an awfully technical thing that will make the future much more maintainable, but there are still some open questions to be answered before we can move to that. And we also talked about the stability of Wayland, because right now, once the Wayland compositor, for example, Qwin crashes, it takes the whole session down, and we talked about potential ways on how to avoid that, but there's not really a clear path forward. Something else we discussed is startup feedback and focus transfer. So for example, you click a link in your chat application and the browser opens, and then the browser window should be focused. But right now on Wayland, it isn't. And that needs some extra work and in terms of protocols and implementations. And that also needs some discussion with other folks like the GNOME people on how to move forward on this.
Okay, thank you, Nicholas. It's good to hear that. Good to hear that Wayland will fix it. It also means that I have to fix Wayland on FreeBSD at some point. So, you know, I have things to do. That's good, because as long as we have things to do, we can keep coming back together and doing cool KDE stuff. This was the end of the BOF wrap-up session, because we had 4 rooms, and they were filled to the not quite brim.